Red Tracy? Entertained a motion to have executive session back into regular session.
So move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mrs. Green, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
We have motion carried. Mr. Moore, any possible action on executive session items?
Mr. President, the discussions were on land acquisition, and it would be appropriate for there be a motion to authorize the county administrator to negotiate, enter into a contract, and close on parcel 2024B, as in boy.
Pleasure, counsel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
We have motion carried. We're now time for public hearings. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first two are for the Unified Sanitary Sewer District, so I'll not read through my long dissertation at this point, but there will be a first on Leeward Chase annexation to the Sussex County Unified Sewer District. Mr. Ashman will give short comments to the council. After that, there will be an opportunity for anyone here to question those, and then after that, we'll have a public hearing where anyone in the public can comment and ask questions concerning those. We will, subsequent to that one, have another one, and that's on Bosch Berry's annexation to the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, and the same procedure will be followed. Mr. Ashman?
Good afternoon, thank you.
Good afternoon, sir.
The first one is for the annexation of the Leeward Chase expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Council granted permission to prepare and post notices on January 23rd of 2024. This will go into our air park area. The department received a request from Solutions IPEM on behalf of their client, Leeward Chase DE LLC, owners and developers of project known as Leeward Chase, for parcels 135-15-98 and 9801, otherwise known as Moore's Meadow Farm. Project is proposed at 106 units and will be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time of connection. And the engineering department added to the county website and posted notices on March 6th, advertised the weeks of April 3rd and the 10th. To date, we have had no correspondence either in support or opposition to this annexation.
Okay, any questions from council? If not, is there any person here today that would like to address this matter? Anyone that would like to address this? Operator, can you check online to see if anyone would like to opine or otherwise comment on this matter?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time we close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public meeting or hearing. Hearing, we close the public hearing, and now we'll close the public record. See, I'm just
glad you finally
sorts.
Got there. You were working on it, then.
I was working on it.
We're going to close the public hearing. So give council close public record. Ask, I guess, Mr. Ashman, you have a resolution?
I have a resolution. A resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Delaware Coastal Air Park area, to include the Leeward Chase subdivision area on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, located in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of Recorder and Deeds in and for Sussex County.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Mr. Ashman?
I'll explain. Amanda will yell at me later.
Here she comes. Go ahead.
She'll yell at me later. This one is for the proposed Bosch Berry's expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. County Council granted permission to prepare and post notices on February 20th of 2024 for the Western Sussex area. Engineering Department received a request from Davis Bowen Friedel on behalf of their client, Vanderbosch, the owners, developers of a project known as Bosch Berries, for parcel 131-6-1, Parcel is zoned AR1 agricultural residential and adjacent to the existing town boundary. Sussex County Unified and the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. The property will be required to request annexation into the town of Bridgeville, and the project will be responsible for system connections in place at the time of connection. The engineering department added to the county website and posted notices on March 19th, advertised the week of March 27th and April 3rd, and to date, we have had no correspondence in support or opposition.
Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to address this issue? Seeing none, operator, can you check online to see if there is anyone that would like to comment?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. At this time, we'll close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close public record.
We'll close the public hearing. So give a council, close the public record. Ask you to read the resolution.
It's a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcel 131-6-1 on the west side of Adams Road. The parcel is located in the northwest 400, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of Recorder and Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Okay, at this point, Mr. President, since we're starting our regular zoning hearings, I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not yet issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, the first matter we have today is conditional use 2413. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an outdoor venue for seasonal vendors and services to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.84 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Lyon Road, which is Route 54, and the east side of Old Stage Road, which is Sussex County Route 68, at the intersection of Lyon Road and Old Stage Road. The 911 address is 38397 Old Stage Road, Delmar, and the tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 20, Parcel 107.01, submitted into the record. Mr. President, we have a copy of the deed for the property, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note that we have received 7 comments. One of those comments, Mr. President, was a letter from the town of Delmar, which was received late yesterday. I actually have paper copies I can circulate to council now, if you could hand those down. Thank you. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of February 21st of this year. And at the meeting of March 20th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 7 reasons stated and subject to the 10 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packets. Thank you.
Any questions? And if not, Mr. Lingenfelder, come on up, please. And before you start, did you have a copy of the letter from?
I do not.
Here you go for your record.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. My name is Chad Lingenfelder. I'm the attorney of record for Blue Hen Rental Company, LLC, who is the petitioner in this matter, seeking approval, if this honorable body would so allow, for the recommendations that the Planning and Zoning Committee did approve on April 12th of 2024 via their memo. A little bit of background, Your Honors. The property is located, again, outside of Delmar town limits and is on Lyon Road and Old Stage Road. One of the things that the petitioner, Mr. Marshall, specifically elected and wanted to do is to request DelDOT use the current entrance that is located on Old Stage Road. Mr. Marshall has been adamant, involved with Representative Dukes and other state legislatures, as well as DelDOT, regarding some concerns he has had in the community at large relating to Route 54 and that intersection. There have been some fatalities and things of that nature. Mr. Marshall, as well as Representative Dukes, have been involved adamantly in lowering the speed limit of that road, as well as hopefully trying to put a roundabout section in there to hopefully alleviate some of the congestion that leads out to Route 13. So just a little bit of background. Mr. Marshall is fully in support of the recommendation that the entrance be on Old Stage Road. One of the conditions as well, and one of the things that Mr. Marshall brought up at the Planning and Zoning meeting as well, is to make sure that there is no parking on Old Stage Road, so no cars being on the grass, sitting there parking and using this venue for that parking purposes. So one of the things that Planning and Zoning did also put in their recommendation, and Mr. Marshall adamantly supports, is putting posted signs on Old Stage Road to inform the community and vendors, as well as the open public, that there will be absolutely no parking on Old Stage Road, and they will be towed at owner's expense to hopefully, again, alleviate any concerns relating to traffic and congestion on Old Stage Road and Line Road intersection. Mr. Marshall is very involved with the town of Del Mar, both on the Delaware side and Maryland side. And the vision for this project was to have it as a year-round open area space. One of the things that you may be able to see in your packet is one of the proposed sketches that show awning, big open space area to make this almost like a farmer's market style venue that allow vendors to sell their wares, as well as to have food trucks and availability for that service to be provided food-wise. One of the things that one of the members brought up as well was seasonal, which Mr. Marshall fully approves of, allowing things in the fall and the winter, because most of the time these venues that are in Sussex County and the surrounding areas only service the spring and summertime. And so one of the things that Mr. Marshall also is very open to and would want is that the year-round provision to still be enacted, as well as the time requirements, understanding that, yes, this is a still residential area, even though there is commercial right across the Old Stage Road, but wanting there to be adamant ability for, you know, the public to use it, consume it, and then for the area to sleep and have their ability and their peace as it is still a residential area. So I do see a little bit and did peruse a little bit of the town of Del Mar's letter that was given. And again, we hope that those concerns, we don't believe the town may have seen the recommendation for planning and zoning, but we do believe that those concerns related to parking are being addressed, will be addressed, and have been spearheaded by Mr. Marshall himself, both as a public servant for his community as well as managing member of the LLC. So I thank you for your time, Your Honors, and if there are any questions, I'd be more than happy to try to answer them for you, or Mr. Marshall can answer them for you.
Question to the council?
Question.
Mrs. Green.
So the letter from the town of Del Mar addressed Route 54 or Old Stage Road. Did you address both of those? You said Old Stage, but they also included Route 54.
We would be more than happy, Madam Green, to put those signs on Line Road as well. But we were just, I think, in planning and zoning was more concerned that because the entrance would be on Old Stage Road, that people would park there. I don't believe Old Stage Road, or excuse me, Line Road even would allow for any parking because you have the turn. We have the turn lane, so there's even more of a buffer to that right-of-way, even though the right-of-way, of course, extends past the right turn lane there on Line Road. But if this council would request those signs to also be on Line Road, I don't believe Mr. Marshall would have any opposition to those no parking signs.
It seems to me that you know, the Del Mar mentions that DelDOT's agreed to reduce the speed limit from 50 to 35, which, in my mind, would address a lot of those concerns that they've expressed in their letter. I mean,
and I would also not to give Mr. Marshall any more credit than he deserves or rightfully wants, but he was part of that spearheading to request DelDOT to do a traffic study on Line Road, which lowered that speed limit from 50 to 35. So I think Mr. Marshall not only spearheaded that before this project was even endeavored, but yet also
You would think the speed reduction would satisfy, you know, many of their concerns.
And we believe so, as well as the eight recommendations that P&Z entered into and recommended, which Mr. Marshall is adamantly supporting all of those.
So we would agree. Across the street. Literally live, if you zoom out, you can see my house from here, so I know about the traffic. Yes, I think somebody would fact check me, but I'm glad whoever did it. So. Can I walk over that?
Sure.
Yes.
I live right, this is Kylan Barn, where we have He Cook Fest. That's my house right there. And this is our restaurant called Oak 54 that's opening next week. I developed this Yorkshire Estates, which was supposed to be 250 homes. And I did not think that was the right fit for the town. So I eliminated about 80 lots to make the lots bigger. I also did, this was Heron Ponds, which are supposed to be 301 homes. I eliminated 100 here where Kylan Barn and the amphitheater is, and another 100 back here. So I eliminated 265 homes that were approved by the previous administrations because I thought it was too condensed for the little town myself. And Ryan Holmes was paying us $65,000 to $85,000 per lot. So I live here, I care about the town. I talk to Tom Bauer regularly, and this is the first I've seen of this. A nice little corner, bought to do this, and to do this.
And again, part of the record, Your Honors, as well, he has been working with DHSS regarding any licensing. He was approved, but that license expired due to the time restraints to get in front of planning and zoning. So that is now in the works again to have that application and licensing reissued and reapproved.
Okay. Any other questions?
I just have one thing.
Hudson.
The when I look at the conditions, condition A talks about may include food and beverage and live music.
Yes, Your Honor.
And not that I'm against it at all, but in the hearing, Mr. Robertson said that their application would not allow for the introduction of music and performances as it's beyond the scope of the application. When I was reading it the other day, and then I'll read this, I don't care either way, but I just want to make sure we're not doing something.
If I can give a little bit of background on that,
sure.
If Mr. Whitehouse wants to kind of reiterate or agree or deny with what my revision of it was, is that there was a concern that this was potentially going to be like a Shellville or a situation where this was going to be like Hudson Fields.
Okay.
And in such a small condensed area, that was not our position. What our position was, though, is that, and again, Mr. Marshall does a lot of things with the public and the community and donating back. And so if there was, especially during the holiday season, Wicomico High School wanted to do their chorus or choir or band wanted to put on music for a certain amount of hours, or if an individual who wanted to do a guitar or some sort of small intimate venue thing while the patrons were shopping and eating and things of that nature, we didn't want that to bar us. And especially again with Mr. Marshall and his organization doing so much outreach, you know, those things would allow those nonprofits or those small individuals to be able to do their wares and provide that for the community. So
okay.
I think speaking with the P&Z board at that time, that was where they allowed for that. And so if this body would like that to be revised to live music on a smaller scale, I'm sure Mr. Marshall would agree, but it was never intended to be a for pay, buy a ticket and watch
okay.
an act. So.
Right.
So I don't know if there's that amphitheater, if I may, again, that's the amphitheater right here is
uh-huh.
Where we hold a lot of concerts, and that holds 4,000 people. Anything we do would be like farmer's market, you know, like coffee shop type stuff. And in fact, I know the term they used, whoever was sitting here in front of us mentioned that they would not request a prohibition on music just because we wanted to do some type of, you know, acoustic type stuff.
Okay.
That was discussed a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I think I think Mr. Marshall said it wouldn't be like the outlaw truckers or the Amish outlaws playing.
If I knew who they were.
that got a very good rile up. But yes,
coming next Friday, by the way. We're all to the Eco Fest. Yeah.
But yes, it would not be a pay for ticket.
Okay.
Right. Any more questions of council?
No.
I do want to say something
sure.
just interesting. It's just FYI. I found out in some research here that Route 54. From like out the old mill to the traffic light is on both sides of the road and road controlled by MDOT.
That is true.
From that traffic light out to about Melson Church Road on both sides is DelDOT.
Yep.
And from there on out, MDOT.
Yep.
It's very strange so to get which you've probably been through this, to get an entrance on the south side goes through DelDOT.
I got a story that would knock your socks off.
Yeah.
This restaurant that we're opening next
yep.
week.
Yep. Mr. Dukes and I talked about, yeah.
It's a country store. It's been in business for 30 years, you know. It's 300 capacity. The country store is 150, and the side barn is 150. So you got people like my 90-year-old mother in and out of there 30 times a day. So we got the permits, the licensing, the liquor licenses, the health department license, everything to open a restaurant, and DelDOT calls and says, you got to put a $600,000 entrance out there.
Oh,
and I literally aged 5 years in 5 days because of that. And finally, we made our case that this is less use.
Yeah.
You know, I saw two people killed at that intersection, and that's why, I was adamant with Representative Dukes, let's get this slowed down. Because Mayor Bauer lives just past this produce market
also. I mean, just in, I think for having lived there in that part of, you know, Western Sussex and Sea for my whole life, everybody thought that that 54, the middle of the road, was the state line.
Yeah.
And on one side, but it's not. It might be the state line, but the 54 is controlled by either MDOT or DelDOT in certain sections on both sides of the road.
Wow.
Get a letter from the state of Delaware shutting down a Maryland business, and this is after I spent $250,000 on water pumps, sewer pumps, and it was scary time, so I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
That's why I said the MDOT, we'll go to DelDOT first before we mess with this other corner, and that's what we did.
Yeah, yeah. But that's, I found it interesting. That's,
yes,
that is
it the, is.
I think it's probably a memorandum of understanding way back.
Yeah, I think exactly back in the day. In fact, I talked yesterday to Jeff Fleetwood, the town, and he has a copy of that.
Oh.
It's like they go back like in the, I don't know, 80s or sometime, that both MDOT and DelDOT agreed to that arrangement. It makes sense that way, because you wouldn't want to, somebody plows one half the road, the other side will get, or whatever, you know.
Right.
Or paving it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the reason the town can't enforce a speed limit there, because it's town limits, they roadbed annexed my two properties, but didn't roadbed annex the rest, so the police and all these signs with all these flashing speed limits, if you go too fast, nobody's slowing, I mean, they are slowing down, but there's no tickets being written.
Right.
Because they don't know who to enforce it, and Jeff Leewood's dealing with that now.
Yeah. Yeah, but this I find it very interesting.
Yeah, and you just announced that, and no one gets a ticket there live.
Oh. Well, from Del Mar City, because it's not the state police will issue you a ticket, but the city of Del Mar can't.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Clarify that, whoever's listening out there.
Mr. Lingenfelder, do you have anything else to add?
No, we just thank the body for their questions and their consideration of PNC's recommendations.
You. I have pictures as well.
You can have a seat if you'd like.
You.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, is there anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Okay, thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. So, okay, with council close public record. Ask Mr. Morgan a short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an outdoor venue for seasonal vendors and services to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 2.84 acres more or less, for the reasons numbered 1 through 7 given by planning and zoning with conditions 8A through J.
If somebody make a motion to defer, please.
I'll make that motion to defer.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Conditional use 2413 is deferred. Next.
Okay, next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2445, Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for truck parking, storage, and maintenance, and an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.06 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Old Hickory Road, which is Sussex County Route 497, at the intersection of Old Hickory Road and White Pines Lane, approximately 250 feet northwest of Sharptown Road, which is Route 24. The 911 addresses are 33124, 7496, and 7506 Old Hickory Road, Laurel, and the tax parcel ID is District 432, Map 11, Parcel 40.03. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note that we have received four comments submitted into the record. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of February 21st of this year. And at the meeting of February 20th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 5 reasons stated and subject to 13 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Are there any questions from Council?
Mr. Whitehouse, do you have a picture of where the sign was posted on this property? Because I was by there 2 times and I never saw a sign yet. But I also realized it had a lot of wind.
Yes.
The sign could very well be in the neighbor's field. in, okay, it's the wind must have carried her somewhere.
The smaller ones are on wire fasteners. They're not like the big metal ones we use for the ones. They can be removed by heavy wind.
For sure. Thank you.
If there are no other questions, is the applicant here? You'll come forward, please. If you give us your name and address and then explain to council why you believe they should grant your request.
Good afternoon. I'm Brian Dean. I live at 31479 Dogwood Lane, Laurel, Delaware. I'm looking for a conditional use for this property, basically for truck parking. I own a trash company. I have dumpsters, you know, roll-off dumpsters that I store. And we're looking for an office, which is a single wide there that we use for an office. And we've been there for a little over a year now. And we had four letters from the surrounding neighbors, you know, for noise or anything like that. And they all approve of it. Basically, they don't hear us. The trucks leave in the morning, returning around lunchtime, and really no loud noise is really ever there. There is a garage there where occasionally I might do an oil change or something like that. Most of my shop work or maintenance is hired out to another garage in town. For the most part, we have seven employees there. I own six trucks. We run three daily, and one is a roll-off that, you know, we'll move a couple days a week. Just depends on how busy we are. And then I have two spares, because you don't know when you're going to need a breakdown. You know, you need a spare trash truck or whatever, so... For the most part, like I said, we've been operating for 7 years. We're growing pretty decent, at a decent rate. You know, it's nothing extraordinary, but, you know, we're a small company just trying to give back a little bit to Laurel. I just found out we were awarded the town of Laurel. I just found out about a half hour ago. For the next 3 years, so it's exciting, you know, for being in your hometown.
Sure.
You're getting the opportunity to service them. So the previous property that we do own, it was conditional use before we purchased it. Our realtor did tell us that it was zoned commercial, which was not the case, so that's why I'm here, you know, to get it rezoned conditional use. So,
do you use the side road to get into, to bring your trucks in that property?
I have.
There's a road that, like, at the end of the property line, there's a road.
Yeah, this is right here is White Pines Lane.
Yep.
That's for this. I own this house. It's all this house here, but this here is the easiest access. And the man that owns this was all one unit at one time, all one parcel. He gave us permission, and he signed on our, basically our site plan, that we can use this as an entrance. I can use either or. I prefer using this one because it's easier, but this here is not, I can use either one. So it's, and this here is our office for the time being.
Right.
And there's a tenant that lives here, you know, our tenant. And the neighbors here, here, and here, and here all signed, you know, gave letters stating
sure
to approve, you know, that they don't mind us being there. And like I said, I've not heard any complaints that I'm aware of. So it's...
Mr. Moore, question.
Yes.
He just referenced that lane that he prefers to use, that the owner said he signed off. Would that need to be somehow documented on a deed or an easement or something, just for legality of not getting jammed up somehow?
Right. Yeah, it would be a good idea for you at some point to written easement agreement on that. And he would probably want some kind of insurance protection or hold harmless agreement at that time that you would sign that?
Can I give you?
Sure. But does it show it on here? He has agreed on the plot plan itself. I don't know if that's been recorded, but it should be recorded then, that he's signed agreeing to a creation of an easement, right. 30-foot easement.
This was what was turned in, so I'm not sure.
No, I mean, I think that just the legal side of it.
Right.
To okay. make sure you've got something in writing on the record at the recorder of deeds office or whatever that says this in case something comes later on. And, say, and somebody can say, oh, I didn't sign that, or I didn't do that, or just right. for your benefit to get that done, I would think would be a wise thing to do, okay. business-wise.
It would be.
All right.
Yeah, planning and zoning is not going to record that.
No.
No.
You need to do that.
Yes, you need to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, then that, oh, no, okay. Any more questions to council?
For none. Okay. Did you have anything else to add, sir?
If need be, I did, I'm not opposed to planting, you know, like a shrubbery buffer on the perimeter, around the whole perimeter of the property, if necessary. There is a split rail fence, but you don't get much privacy from a split rail.
Sure,
But I mean, I'm not opposed to doing that.
Okay.
If there's nothing else then, if you want to have a seat, is there anyone here today, anyone else that would like to speak in favor of the application? Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check online, see if there's anyone that would like to discuss this issue or address it?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Morby, short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for truck parking, storage, and maintenance, and an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County, containing 5.06 acres more or less. For the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through M.
Make a motion to defer, please.
I would make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley to defer conditional use 2445. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Entertain motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Hudson? Any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I guess we're now adjourned. Thank everybody.